Welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, day 48. Mike didn't join me then, he'd forgotten.
I'm typing the chat. Day 48.
Day 48. I would be in the chat, only I've lost the chat. Ah, there it is.
How can you lose the chat?
I need to refresh it. It's all complicated. Mike, I'm about to sit down to a six-hour session broadcasting. No rest for the wicked. Hello, Paul! Bright and early. Hello, Jonathan. Rested after an early night, are we? Naughty me. Hello, Carrie. A few minutes to wave and say hello. Waving back to you, Carrie. How are your lovely horses and your fabulous field? Weather's been a bit mixed, hasn't it, for you? I have visions of it being either dry as a bone or the rain of the other night and then it's very muddy. Let me know. You see, my answer to everything's pave it over. But I don't think that works like that. So, how are we all doing? We've got a manically busy day as usual. But we have news, don't we, Mike? We should let everybody get in first.
Yeah.
Before we share this news that I'll never live down. Wasn't my fault. Can I start with it wasn't my fault?
There you go. Use a different picture.
Hey! Oh, but that's into the WhatsApp group. You need to share that with us now. Oh, the horses are fine, but you're exhausted with it all. I know. My answer to everything is pave it over. In fact, Carrie, I've got better than that now. Pave it over and paint it green. No one will notice the difference. Because if they're close enough to notice it's not real grass, then they're too close. Social distancing. See, works brilliantly. Love it. Love it. Hello, Kim. How are you? Paul liked the photos. Which photos are these? Let's have a look. Have we got any in Slack? I had to update Slack, so I had to close it down, which I don't like doing.
I tried to update Slack.
Oh, you've not broken it again.
You mean the app, not the website?
The app.
Yeah, and it wouldn't let me update it. So I've just gave up. Yeah.
Right, let me have a look up here. I've got, where am I? Right, photos. Am I going the right way? I think I am. Right, I'm caught up on Slack. There you go. I'm all caught up. So I may have missed something. If I have, let me know. Well, we thought of artificial grass, Carrie. Have you seen the price of it? We do have a little bit in the back garden. We paved over the back garden when Maya was a baby because we were out there constantly and it was just a swamp. So we paved that over, but we had a strip of grass. So we've got a paved over bit and then we've got this fake grass behind the shed and coming like out of the shed. Maya went out the first time, looked at it, looked over his shoulders at us as though, you do realise this isn't real, don't you, you muppets? But he did get used to it and Lola doesn't mind it either, does she?
No.
But it's just so expensive. It's horrifically expensive. But I can see it in our future because right. Neither of us enjoy gardening.
I'll post this picture to drop.
Post the picture. Get it in there to dropling. You see how Mike's starting it. Right. Things are good in Seattle. Good. I'm in until at least the 15th of June, according to the governor. We've had no update on that. All we've had is every day it seems to be like a different topic. I think they're trying to just get the media to talk about specific things. And today it's domestic violence. So we babbled on for about 10 minutes and I was getting increasingly annoyed because all he was talking about was women. And I said to Mike, you know, there are men who are victims of domestic violence and bullying, just as he said, and it's not only women. So I thought, well, fair enough then.
That link.
Yeah, that link.
That link that I've just put in the chat is the state of my desk right now.
I've been keeping him on the straight and narrow and his desk has been incredibly tidy for a change. But tonight adorned specially. Ah, but you see, some people won't have seen the slide from last night, will they?
The slide from last night
was we have a lovely friend, Nina, who has been getting dog food because dog food, they are rationing it. So she delivered the dog food this week and she'd rung first and said, is there anything else I can get you? So Mike said, if you can get hold of any wine. Yeah.
Little wine drinker me.
So she comes with the wine. And with the dog food, and she brings some wine. And then she texts us and said, I can only get two dog food, but as much wine as I could carry. So somebody has got four bottles of it. So somebody's a very happy boy at the moment. So is that total lockdown, Kim, until the 11th of June? I think we're going to have another 3 weeks of it here. But what seems to be happening is people just ignoring it. Now, when I say ignoring it, it's the car traffic. I think people feel immune if they're going out in a car. But people are definitely going out more.
Johnny says, I'll even the score next week.
I know. Bank holiday. Darn it. You never have a bank holiday on a Friday. So, yes, Jonathan's going to spend his bank holiday asleep so he can stay up with us. We had an idea for a longer show, though, didn't we, today, Mike? He's completely forgotten. No, let me enlighten you. Yes, what happened was, Mike, we have been asked for weeks and weeks to do Access. And you're like, it's not a Mac app. But everybody wanted to do Access. So we did Access last night. So we're discussing what we can come up with. And we did a session on advanced queries, which we mentioned, and everyone was like, oh, let's do that. And then Mike said, and there's also advanced, there's basic forms and reports, and then there's advanced forms and reports. So I just said about the VBA part of it, which people also wanted. I didn't mean anything by this. I was expecting, like, you know, 3 hours to be the answer. I said, well, how long is that? So he said, oh, it's 5 days. So I said, Jonathan's having a nap next week. I said, do you think we could do a 5-day show? We're going to carry on until you fall asleep, Jonathan. Who remembers that game show from the 80s? Endurance, wasn't it? It was a Japanese game show.
Yeah.
And it was bad. Yeah, like that, Jonathan. No, we wouldn't do a 5-day one. Might do a 4-day one, though. Just saying. Yes, who remembers what I did last night while Mike was sorting out the Access demonstration? Because I was just sat here, no excitement, no giddiment, thought I'd just try. And what happened? Oh, I was so pleased. Got a delivery slot. Yes, so I had everything in the basket, got the delivery slot. But the thing is, as you all know, you can't hang about once you get through to the page where it shows you the delivery slots. So I glanced at the delivery slot and I thought, oh, no. It was 9 o'clock in the morning till 11. I thought, darn it, but slightly different than that. So said to Mike, good news is we got a slot, bad news, 9 o'clock this morning. He said, it's all right, I'll get up. Yes, the slot this morning, that's the one. Only it didn't. I didn't get a text at 7 o'clock saying I'm packing your order. And obviously I was asleep because, as Deb pointed out in Slack, I was still awake at like 5 o'clock. So I was asleep. Mike said, well, I'll stay here for the delivery and then I'll take Lola for a walk. So 11 o'clock comes, no delivery. I said, you take the dog. You know, I'm awake if they arrive late. Calamitous. I thought, if that's never happened before. So I gets the email from last night. Yeah, everything was fine. I thought, well, I've not had another one saying it's cancelled. And I guess the other reason they wouldn't come is if everything they had was out of stock, but they'd still tell you. So I logs in. I gets to the page and it says, your order's been packed. I thought, well, fair enough, it's just late. And then I checked. Made a mistake the night before, hadn't I? It wasn't a 9 a.m. slot, it's a 9 p.m. slot. I thought Mike's going to go spare when he comes back. But he didn't, bless him.
No, I didn't. No, so I pick up the story.
Yes.
So I took the dog out and you texted me and said that it's 9 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
So I texted back and just said, okay.
Yeah.
So you then texted me back. Obviously thinking I was in a moody over it.
Oh, yes.
And said,
when somebody texts you and just says, okay, yes, mood.
And said, you could have sent me a smile back.
Yeah.
So I wrote back and I said, sorry, I was in the middle of dealing with, and then I put an emoticon of a dog followed by the poo emoticon. You all know what I'm talking about.
Followed the smiling pile of poo,
yes. Followed by, and I was also trying to deal with a dog. Because this woman, whilst I was picking up this poo, this woman came along with a dog and was all billing and cooing over Lola. I wanted to get close to her.
It's ridiculous.
And I was like, keep your distance, keep your distance.
What is it with people?
I even say, no, Lola, social distancing for dogs, trying to make light of the situation in case they think I'm being a bit off.
Yeah.
And she still wasn't getting it.
No.
It's as bad as them next door across the road.
It's so bad when you step out the door. It really is. Anyway, he wasn't in a mood with me, so it was all right.
I wasn't in a mood.
Carrie's been testing out a Pivo to use with iPhone for self-videoing the horse agility sessions. Is that available on Amazon? I've got a Moto, but I don't see a Pivo. And yet that does come up. Is there a Pivo? No, I'm not seeing one. Let's have a look which one Paul mentioned. I did look at that. Not particularly that one. I looked at a gimbal of some description and decided against it. The reviews freaked me out of the one I was looking for. Kim says, I knew it had to be a poo story. It's the most vulnerable part of the walk. It is when you're trying to pick it up and somebody's trying to pet your dog. I mean, on a normal day, it's not a problem. But lately, really? Why can't people just get it? That there are other people that don't want to mingle or get that close. If you're okay with it, fine, but you don't drag me into it. It only takes one whatever to get it. And that was rather interesting. The one I found on Amazon does look very similar. The price of the one that I looked at on Amazon was £80. So it looks like it kind of sits on a desk by the look of it, and it's motorised with lots of lights on it, called a Movo. I'm guessing you have to put that on a tripod. Yeah. So you would need to put the tripod with it, but it works with everything. That actually looks quite nice. I'll post in the one that I've just looked at because that was what came up when I put Pivo in. Right. Let me have a look at that. Get Pivo. Oh, it's small, isn't it? That's compact and neat. Oh, yes, I'm quite liking that. And it does smart tracking. That was what was on the one I looked at, smart tracking. And I wondered how that actually worked. Yeah, that's not bad at all, is it? So it follows the horses. Of course, then I'd need to get into video, wouldn't I? Oh, dear. Oh, I'm loving that video at the bottom. At the video towards... Nearly down at the bottom of the thing. It says motion time lapse, more immersive, ever expansive. And it's like New York full of people. And when you think how the world is now, what a difference. I did read a story that said, I don't know how they were measuring this, but that the earth has stopped moving or countries have stopped moving. So you know how they would measure like an earthquake? So there's like a general level, like if you've got your stereo turned on, a general level of hum. The general level of movement has stopped, which is good. I think that's good. Might have to try one of these, Carrie. It does look amazing. Beautiful panoramas as well. Oh, yes. We will take that under advisement, Carrie. Oh, now, do I have one of those studio things at the end? Like a light box that you put small items in to take photos with really great lighting. Got one of those. In fact, I think I've got two. All right, let's have a look. Smart tracks really well. Oh, that's good then. Doesn't do auto zoom, but it will soon. Oh, £900. Wow. Oh, we'd have to see some of these videos. That looks great. Oh, Jonathan, just imagine what you could do with the view you've got from your flat. Think of the video you could give to the police of the idiots outside your flats. You're missing the unboxings. Do you know, Jonathan, it's funny you should mention that because we've been very careful with the post, as we've discussed, and as everybody else seems to have been as well. Let me get this in. Why do they keep sending me stuff like that? Right, let's have a look. Right, I'm going to ping this up to Droppler. This happened just before Mike took Lola out, and I said I'll stay around and I'll sort this out. So let me try and get that to you. Right. Why are you opening Dropbox? That wasn't what I wanted. Right, Droppler. Let's have a look at it. Morrison's delivery unboxing. The last one was fascinating. You know, when you order it, you literally can't remember what you've ordered. That. It's like, what's this?
Jonathan, we're missing your unboxings.
Yes, that's very true. Jonathan did an unboxing and it was fabulous. Why is my picky not uploading?
Yeah, Jonathan, you could unbox...
we should do.
Grandma Isaac's groceries.
We should do. Right, I know it's May, but never mind. We should do a secret Santa where every MacBiter sends another MacBiter a gift.
Yeah.
And then we could all do an unboxing. Oh, I think that's a fabulous idea. You see, it's getting to me, isn't it? The ideas I'm coming up with. Oh, I tell you what, I did notice on Slack today, and I'm surprised Jonathan didn't pick up on it. Oh, my picky's turned the wrong way.
Mine has turned the wrong way as well.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
Well, I'll share it anyway. It might be the wrong way round, but you get an idea. That lot was the post for the last, what, week and a half? So there was a mass unboxing today. but sadly, it was only towels and stuff. Oh, Kim, I'm liking that idea, actually. Did you, that picture last night, the one where he had the kitchen rolls, I should have mentioned it when I actually showed it, but did you notice he actually had gardening gloves on while he was doing it? Let me see if I can find it. That was last Sunday, wasn't it, Mike?
I can't remember. All the days have merged into one.
They merged into one about 6 months ago. Do you know what really makes me laugh here?
We do get a lot of letter post, Jonathan. Most of it is rubbish.
Yeah, far too much, but we do. You know, I look at these pictures. Oh, that was Monday. That was when we had the outage, so it must have been the day before that. Was it Saturday? Oh, do you know the rubbish I've got in here? But WhatsApp spews its stuff into my photos. That's the problem with it. No, I don't see that one. Oh, hang on. It's that flaming thing where you need to see all your photos and then you don't, so you only see part of them. There he is. Right, it was that one. Can you see the... You can. Right, let me send that one then. Lola was very excited as well, wasn't she? She checked every item in, bless her. Right, let's get that so you can see that and see Mike's gardening gloves. Although you did say to me, didn't you, that you only had one gardening glove?
I found more.
I knew we had a lot of gardening gloves.
We have, but a lot of them are in the wash.
Well, that's the trouble. Every time you use them, you need to send them out for a wash. No, this image here, so I'm just saving it. And let's get it up to Droppler. Yes, spot the gloves. I'll tell you what I did put in, but not, it won't be here yet, obviously. The last order that I've got, which has got some water in it, stuff like that, Mike. Why hasn't that come through either? Do you know, if this worked, it'd be dangerous. Come on. I decided I'd go looking for some rubber gloves. Have you seen the price of rubber gloves now?
No, Kim's got rubber gloves. I managed... CQ, Deb.
Ah, CQ, Deb. CQ. So Kim's got rubber gloves. They're purple. Well, we're putting those through the washer. I'm loving Jonathan's idea. Stick a label on it, just put it in the bin. It is such a waste. We've not actually done bad. At the moment in the UK, as we mentioned, we're not getting deliveries on a Saturday anymore. So we used to get deliveries 6 days a week. They only took Sunday off. But now they're not delivering on a Saturday. So if whatever you're waiting for doesn't come on a Friday, not good. You're going to wait however long to get hold of it. But I noticed when you brought the post up, Mike, one of them must have arrived yesterday.
Probably.
Right, let's upload that so you can see there. Look at his little face. So excited. Your little face with your kitchen rolls. So happy with your kitchen rolls. Carrie won't have seen that one, you see. Because Carrie wasn't at After Hours. Right, let's get hold of that link. Is that the right link? No, that's that link. Ah. Oh, why don't be doing this with me tonight, seriously. I've got a radio show. I've got a 5-hour radio show. I do not need anything acting up. And what are people like with that? Oh, I bet this one comes through sideways as well then. It must be something about, oh no, that one's the right way up. But you can see his little gardening gloves. Look at his little face. I will get that posted any second now. Right, come on. Everything's just on a go slow. Do you think it's me? Should I take this personally?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Anyway, you've got to share, haven't you?
What?
How was your birthday evening, Deb? Let us know.
What have I got to share?
The news about the football.
Oh, the football.
It's obscene.
Football's coming back, or not.
I can't make head nor tail of what they're doing with it.
I don't know either.
They had a big meeting.
Different countries seem to be doing different things.
I've just had a text, Mike.
From?
Your personal shopper has started working on your order.
Oh.
Which would be right at 7:20.
I thought you were going to say the priest.
Oh, no, I've already had the priest on. Video's done. Now he's mithering over something else.
Anyway, back to the football.
Yeah, but enlighten us.
Different countries seem to be doing different things. I mean, I've read here, Bayer Leverkusen, who are a German team, are confident that the German season will resume in May.
Does it say what year?
No. Something that I read earlier today reckoned that if this country restarts, it'll be behind closed doors till 2021.
That would be... I just don't understand how that could work. Because the fans are going to congregate anyway, probably in pubs to watch it. It would have to be free to air.
Well, it depends if the pubs are open.
Well, there'd be private viewings, and I think it would be just as bad. I just think playing it is ridiculous. Plus the fact, how do the clubs sell the season tickets?
I don't know. What I don't understand is how can the players play? They can't keep 2 metres apart.
Well, I think what they're saying with that is they'd test them, but could you test negative today, but actually develop it tomorrow? And do you know what I mean?
I guess you.
Because how fast do you get the test result back? I'm either in the bath together. Oh no!
I don't think they do that anymore.
Do you reckon not?
No, I reckon they stopped that in like the 70s, 80s. For hygiene reasons. Yeah, I saw something, Carrie, about Aguero.
What's his problem?
Aguero said players are scared.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, they're only human beings.
Yeah. And anyway, you could have a player who's like, all right, maybe, but with a vulnerable partner or child.
Exactly.
Or parent. Why are they forcing them? Well, is it forcing them to go back to work? But I mean, they're not doing themselves any favours by not taking a pay cut, I guess. Well, I mean, good idea. I'll take a pay cut, but I'm not playing.
A lot of them are taking pay cuts. The other thing I read was neutral venues will be the only way to complete the season.
I don't understand that either.
They're going to pick up to 10 stadiums, and then they would need to test up to 40,000 players and staff because there are 92 outstanding games left to be played behind closed doors. I know Kim's a fan of not soccer. Well, you might be a fan of soccer, I don't know, but you're a fan of a sports team. Is it Seattle? Is it Seahawks?
Is it the Seahawks?
And what sport is that? I'm showing my ignorance here.
Is it American
football?
Now, you see, when Kim told us that, this was a good few months ago, Kim, he told us that and there was a match on and it was really late here, but you were watching it. So I went to Google and I had the score coming up on Google. I hadn't got a clue what was going on, so I went to Wikipedia and looked up the rules. Yeah, I was none the wiser when I'd finished. It was something to do with getting the ball to the other end. But more than that, I couldn't tell. And it didn't end well for Kim's team, so that wasn't good. It wasn't good.
What's the situation then, Kim, with sport over there? Is it the same as over here? No games? No. Is the season going on? Is the season actually in progress now? Because that's the thing. If this had happened in the summer, then
it would have affected 2020, the Euros, but it wouldn't have affected the season.
They'd have probably not started next season, but at least they'd have finished this season.
I came up with a plan. Now, you see, no, nothing's happening at the moment. Well, when does the season run from and to, Kim? An English football season runs from August to early May, and then they take the summer off. Now, carries into a football. This, as we're at the moment, would you just have given it to Liverpool and be done? Because I said to Mike, one option is forget this season. Because they're always moaning, aren't they, that they never have enough, that they're overplaying, they're playing too many games and they're tired. So I said to Mike, do you know what, let's just forget this season, sack the Euros off, and then when it comes to the autumn, play out the rest of this season and then have friendlies and stuff, and they've got plenty of time to be fantastic and bring Euro 2021 home. There you go. I mean, they should give it Liverpool because they were that far ahead.
They've done that in France. They've given it PSG because they were 12 points ahead.
Well, Liverpool were about 39 points ahead, weren't they?
22.
There was no way anyone was going to catch them. No way.
You don't know.
Be honest, Mike. Not happening. Come on.
Newcastle gave away a 12-point lead.
That wasn't a 22-point lead.
No, but I love it. I love it.
Oh, you did love it. I remember it well. right. So usually right now they're in pre-season practice, but they can't practice together. So the coaches are trying to coach them on Zoom. Brilliant.
That's the other thing, that the footballers are doing their own training.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it online. I've seen pictures of players on the United website. But occasionally you'll get a couple of players deciding to go to a park to do training together. And there was one a couple of weeks ago where two Spurs players and Jose got together.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. What an idiot.
Then Jose apologised afterwards, saying it wasn't the right thing
to do. I really didn't see the need to do that. Why would you do that? Because you're not playing anyway.
No.
They'd have to give you a good few weeks, at least 3 to 4 weeks, before you're going to come back to get match fit. Honestly, it's just moan, moan, moan.
Well, I know what it's like when you get unfit.
Don't we all? Like, you go downstairs and you come to go back upstairs and you think, this is like the north face of the Eiger. Yeah. When did that happen?
Too much wine. Oh. Mind you, I did make a very nice spag bols this afternoon.
Oh, you did. It was fabulous. It was my idea to have the lamb, though, to be fair.
Yes.
But it was very, very nice.
My secret, well, it's not secret.
Is it a secret?
No, it's not a secret. No, it was pasta.
It was
not
gluten-free.
Not Dino pasta.
Not Dino pasta.
No.
That's my reserves.
Yeah, it was pasta with Dolmio sauce, with onions and lamb. Mushrooms and lamb.
It was very, very nice. I think you should write up the recipe. Carrie won't have heard about the Dino pasta. If you haven't heard about the Dino pasta, Kerry, I was trying to order some gluten-free pasta and I wasn't really bothered what it looked like. There were ones that were like tubes and then when there was the swirly ones. So Mike used to buy the swirly ones for Shilly. So I've got them in the basket and then I get the notification it's out of stock. So I'm looking at the alternatives and one of the alternatives was this kid's gluten-free pasta that was in the shape of dinosaurs. So I've now got a cupboard full of Dino pasta. Not tried it yet, though. We'll report back when we have. Right, my order's being prepared. Have we got any messages about my order? Like, don't miss anything off my order. Oh, I can even see it on a map where my order is. Oh, it's all healthy stuff, this, like yogurts and water. Oh, and of course, the butterscotch flavour delight. It's not proper Angel Delight. Neither of us can find Angel Delight anymore.
I've got some in the cupboard, but I can't remember what flavour it is.
Well, butterscotch was difficult to get in the first place, and butterscotch was my favourite. But the issue is, when you make it with milk, and I only have skimmed in the house. Mike then uses exactly the same amount it says to use, and it's like water. So you're going to have to use less. You're going to get less because we're using semi-skimmed milk. But we couldn't find any that was the original powder. So when we ordered it, it was in tiny little pots. But we've actually managed to get three proper ones in terms of their powder, and we will make them up. But they're Morrison's own. So I'm hoping that they are still in stock and that I don't lose those. What else was on this? Yes, I have actually got some Dino pasta on it. Thing with the Dino pasta is it's also a heck of a lot cheaper than the other pasta. It's ridiculous it's so cheap. And some Jumbones. So high hopes that she's got everything. We will find out. Jonathan's added Angel Delight to the list. Currently have butterscotch. Butterscotch is my absolute favourite. It's very nice. You've had strawberry though, haven't you? Strawberry's quite nice.
Strawberry, yeah.
But butterscotch is the one to die for. That's
cheers,
the one you
Carrie.
Need.
Enjoy good night, your lasagna. Carrie.
She got Angel Delight from Booths in Knutsford last year. I know exactly where Booths is. It's opposite the courthouse, isn't it?
Yeah.
The hotel. Used to be a courthouse. Not now. There you go. Has to be butterscotch. Has to be butterscotch. Right. Good grief. Let me have a look at that dentist. This is going to stop me going, isn't it, Kim?
Yeah.
I'll be doing virtual dentistry. Let's have a look. How are you actually going to get near enough to the patient to see anything? Whoa, that would actually freak me out. Yeah. Because that one of the things that set me off with dentists was the one who had a bad neck and couldn't see properly. And if I walked in and Craig was wearing that, well, once I'd finished laughing, I'm just, no. Wow. Do you have to have a new one of those for every patient as well? Have you seen the breadcrumbs on that? That's even more terrifying. The breadcrumbs say home, autopsy and mortuary accessories. That's not funny. I'm scared now. Oh, Kim. 45 pence for pasta. Exactly, Jonathan. And it's gluten-free. See, bargains. Bargains to be had. It was actually cheaper than the one I'd ordered. Right, hang on. there'll be a rush on Dino pasta now.
Yeah.
bear in mind it's gluten free. I don't think you can tell the difference myself, but
you can't.
You may if you eat non-gluten free, I guess. So I wonder what's going to happen. Can you imagine the players playing in an outfit like that, Mike?
Not really.
Do you know, I think they should, because there's way more chance a player's going to spit at you than at a dentist.
I read something today that said...
So did I. Go on.
Spitting players should get booked.
Yep. I agree. It's disgusting.
Mm.
It's absolutely disgusting. But now they need to set an example.
Yeah.
They'll just have to eat healthily then, won't they? That would terrify
Somebody
me.
Somebody asked a player once why they spat. And the answer was because they haven't got time to blow their nose on the pitch.
Oh, I hope no one's eating. I do apologise. It is disgusting, though.
Yeah.
It is.
And then kids emulate it.
That must be why boys in particular think it's okay.
Yeah.
They see it.
Mm.
So it should be banned.
Yeah.
When you think of all the other things that they've made footballers do. Do you remember Glenn Hoddle? Early 80s. And he always used to play with his socks rolled down and no shin pads on. Mm. And now that you can't play like that.
No.
They wander out looking like American football players. But back in the day, that's how they used to play. So if you can legislate for that, why not legislate for spitting all over the pitch? It is disgusting. They really do need taking in hand. You see, if I ran sport as well as I run the country.
Anything else you want to run?
No, I think that'll be enough. Who heard about Boris's boy? They've named Boris's baby. Didn't see that one coming, I'll be honest. Wilfred Laurie Nicholas Johnson. And the Nicholas is after the doctors who've looked after him, apparently, which is rather cool. But Wilfred, no, I didn't see Wilfred coming. Kim says she never had enough saliva to spit anything. That's the best way to be, Kim. The footballers just do it all the time and it is vile and I think it does set the wrong tone. But then we're normal, aren't we? And nobody else is normal. All the MacBiters are lovely and normal and everybody else is weird. Like, I can't wait to go to the pub. And I'm like, really? It's going to be natural selection at some point. The rest of us, the 60-odd percent that want to be left alone, will still be at home while the other 30% run around like idiots and infect themselves and others. So there will be a second peak. How high the peak will go, I wouldn't like to say. But there'll be a second bit to it for sure. Because people just are desperate to get out. I do not understand it. Do not understand it. Oh my, I've just gone into there and I've got a million notifications I need to deal with. Oh well, I'll sort that out as well. Oh, it's a busy, busy, busy day. Baseball players spit as well. Oh, but isn't that inside? Oh no. It's got to stop. This has got to stop. We need a campaign. All right, come on, guys. We need a campaign. I could not be doing with that. Oh, no. I actually was taught to play baseball at school, which was quite unusual because it was a girls-only school. We played hockey and netball. But locally in Stretford, two American baseball players came over to coach. And our PE teacher knew one of them. So they came into the school and they gave us like a 2-hour lesson on it. All the spinning of the ball on the finger and stuff like that. And we were all right. So we ended up having a couple of teams and went up to the sports centre to actually watch a game with some pros, which is very unusual here. And unfortunately, it died a death after that. And there probably are baseball teams around now, but not really in local schools. So Jonathan's decided the idiot's going out. Simple Darwinism and natural selection, survival of the sensible. That's my sentiments exactly. I will be in here until September. In fact, what were we doing earlier, Mike, that we should share? He's got no idea what we were doing earlier that we should
share. Sorting out the calendar.
We were sorting out the calendar. Ooh, who wants a sneak peek of what's on our calendar? Because I'm all done now up to that number that we agreed.
Are you?
I am. Okay. Yes. Who wants a sneak peek? No baseball is in large stadiums at the Major League. Ah, well, not. I guess that's a little bit better. What about the basketball players? What about the basketball players? What do they do? Tell me they don't. Tell me they don't. No, not on. Oh, Jonathan wants to know. Well, what we did was we were looking at our calendar because Mike said if we don't sort the week out, he'll lose the plot, which was pretty much where I was at. So we started looking at the calendar. So we had on the calendar up to Marooned episode. Where are we? Where's my maroons? Episode 50, which is Monday the 4th. So I said, right, what do I do? Do I take it up to Sunday, which would be 54? I said, or do I take it to a round number, so like 60? And if I took it to 60, it would be Thursday the 14th. Now, we're due for a review on letting us out by Friday the 8th. Personally, I think it'll go into the next week. People won't be bothered. It's a bank holiday. So if it went into the next week, then yes, 60 would take us up to Thursday the 14th. Do we think we'll be out of quarantine by then? Out of lockdown. So Mike and I sat there and said to each other, no, not seeing it. So we looked at the next week then. So we pushed forward and that would have taken us episode 62, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 and 8, which would have taken us up to Friday the 22nd. Of May. So I said, oh, we've got to do that week. I said, because it's my birthday on the 19th and I'm having an online party, whether you like it or not. And it's Erwin's birthday. So double do's on the 19th. So that means at least 65 episodes of Marooned. So we pushed on to the following week and worked out that if we went up to 70, it would be the 24th of May. At which point I said, you know what? we might as well just go to the end of May. So on the calendar, we have 77 lovely episodes of Marooned. So we are all marooned up to the 31st of May, which happens to be a Sunday, which happens to be the end of my VAT quarter. And it would be episode 77. So Jonathan did say, didn't he, that the longer this went on, the more chance there was that Marooned would overtake After Hours.
Yeah.
I think there would be a crossover at that point. Let's have a look. Which? Where's Friday? Friday. 79. Oh, that is the crossover week, Jonathan. If we are still in lockdown on the 31st of May and we carry on with Marooned, then the 1st of June would be episode 78. The 2nd of June would be 79. The 3rd of June would be 80. The 4th, 81. And on the Friday, it would be 82. But After Hours would be 79. Oh, never thought we'd hear that. So we'll have to see how it goes. But we've decided we're going to be all marooned up till at least the end of May. So you can all expect something in your inbox, which is if you want to come on the show and talk about something, even if you are in a dodgy time zone for doing that, we'll record it when you're awake. You can listen when you're half asleep.
Jonathan's not in a dodgy time zone. Might not be awake.
He might not be awake. Yeah. Oh, do you see what Mike did there? That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
That was below the belt, Johnny, wasn't it?
Jonathan does make a very good point here. He says, as long as we don't lap the usual podcast. You mean 125. I dropped that in last night when you nodded off and you didn't bite this morning. Oh, right. A picture of one of the Major League Baseball parks. Right, let's go and have a look at that. It was below the belt. When you least expect it, Jonathan. I did notice somebody else in, was it Peter in Slack, mentioned next week. Yeah, just saying. Peter. Next week.
Well, that's a nice looking ground, isn't it?
That is beautiful, isn't it? It actually reminds me a bit of Lanky.
Yeah.
What on earth is this? I've got windows opening up. Yes, that. Go away. I can't see the picky with that in the way. Oh, come on. Did you get a window talking about your preferences? It's taking forever to process them. But that does remind me a little bit of Lancashire County Cricket Club, which is also called Old Trafford. And it's about half a mile away from the football Old Trafford. But yeah, it does look a little bit like that. Although that match we went to, Mike, it was a one-dayer, wasn't it? Mm. And the thing with the one-dayers was it was very American. They had all these things where they had cameras on the crowd and then picking people out, and they had what are those things called? Those like wavy things that people had.
Like big gloves.
Well, there were big gloves, but there was also like tubes that you spun them around and they made a noise. But it was very American. But it was a good day out. It was a very good day out. Yeah, we will one day have to go and see these kind of things, won't we? But it is more the shape of it. It's nowhere near square, is it? So it's more like a cricket ground. Ooh, liking that. Liking that. Maybe one day we'll get to see a game. And Paul alluded to next week. Well, you never know. You never know. So Paul says, to me, they're similar to football soccer pitches, different shape, of course. Yeah, all football pitches in the grounds. I mean, some grounds are bigger than others and they have like a track around the outside. So Wembley used to have a track around the outside that was for either dog racing, which was on at least twice a week at Wembley, or athletics. When they rebuilt it, did they take that away?
I think they did.
Because it took too much room off it, to be honest. But most grounds just have the pitch in the middle and very little else. Years ago, some grounds were the ends of them where the fans were at either end. They were so far removed from the ground. I don't know why people ever went in those stands. Do you remember at Chelsea when they used to have the disabled cars in front of them? Yeah. It was basically a car park in between the pitch and the stand. But I mean, they knocked that down and rebuilt it, and it's absolutely beautiful now. It's amazing. So what's checking? How many people does it seat? How many does Old Trafford seat? I know it's 75,000 at the football ground, but what about the cricket stadium? About 20? Because the stands aren't very big there at all, are they? You can literally walk all round that. Oh, what have I got on here? Have I got
26,000?
That's more than I thought. That is actually more than I thought. Oh, has everybody seen this? What's his name? Is it Brody? Let's have a look. Let me get the name. Brody. Has everybody seen Brody the dog?
No.
This is fantastic. I will endeavour to post this. Can I get this? Can I get the link? Copy link. Okay, I've copied the link. Now, can I dropler the link? That would be an idea, wouldn't it? Maybe I can't. No, I can't seem to do that. What if I go to the exact page and then just put it in from there? That might work. Right, let's go to that and let's do that. Crying out loud, why does everything have to be so complicated? Right, let me get to Matt Bites FM. I'm going to paste this in. This was a classic. It suggested it for me because obviously I watch loads of videos of dogs. Right, where's my chat? Why isn't the chat working on mobile, Mike? Is the chat working on mobile for everybody else? Because it's not working for me. Nothing there. Shall I try in Safari? And this is why I am not an iOS-only fundamentalist. I just want it to work. Right, MacBytes.fm. Let me see the chat. And there's the chat. It doesn't work in Firefox. Right, okie dokie. So, I'll put my name in. And I'll put the link in, and there's Brody. What a dog. You've got to watch that, Mike. It was a guy doing the news. What I didn't realise was I thought he was doing it to a webcam. But as you watch the video, it's hysterical. The guy's trying to do a weather report from in his house. But I did actually think the video quality was pretty good. What he was actually doing, there was a professional cameraman outside his house on his like veranda, his porch, shooting through his window, and he'd blacked it off with a sheet so he didn't get a reflection. So there was a big thick blanket over the back of it, and the dog was going crazy. First off, he knocked everything flying, and then he went and stood in front of the camera looking for the cameraman. It's a classic. I love dogs. 45,000, that's quite a lot, isn't it? I'm assuming there's a much bigger capacity at NFL games, only because it looks like the stands are bigger in the ones I've seen. I think the only game I've ever actually seen is part of the Super Bowl, because we only really get that one live. We don't really get many others. There's a programme on about it, but it's once a week and it's like in the middle of the night. But they do tend to put the Super Bowl on live because it's something like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. So they're not competing against anything British at that time. So they do tend to push it on. By the way, we've not mentioned what we're doing at 8 o'clock. As you know, on a Saturday, we head off at 8 o'clock and we've got a radio show. I think we've got the first three songs sorted out, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, got the first three sorted. So I'll sort it out there. Ooh, there's the stadium. Let me have a look at the stadium. You just assume, don't you? Everybody knows, and we've never seen these things. So this is fantastic. Loving this. Let's have a look. I followed one of their games, just the one. It didn't end well, but I did follow it. Let's have a look. I'm not getting much joy in my browsers today. What's the matter with my browsers? Come on.
Talking of dogs.
Yes.
When I was out with Lola this morning, there was a girl across the road with a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And this dog was pulling on the lead. She was just stood there on a phone, but this dog was pulling on the lead. And I kept my side of the road, she kept hers, that was fine. So then, as I carried on walking, I heard her say something, so I turned round and I said, you know, were you talking to me? She said, no, I was talking to the dog, he's waiting for his master. I've not heard that word for a long time.
Oh no, we don't do that kind of thing here, do we? No.
No, it's normally mummy and daddy and fur babies.
Yes, yeah. Fur babies. Nothing fur wrong babies, with fur babies. No. The interesting thing with the Seahawk Stadium, Kim, have you seen it?
Yeah, looks like.
It's beautiful. It does. It's absolutely beautiful. But what strikes me is if that was over here, it'd have a roof on it.
Yeah.
Even if we don't have a roof that goes all the way across, something like Wimbledon for the tennis, the stands themselves would have a cover on. And that brings with it its own issues. United had have covered seating for years, but it leaked over our bit, didn't it? You weren't allowed an umbrella. But the other problem it had was half the pitch never got any sunlight. So they had to cut sections out of the roof, which was like a corrugated metal, and replace it with perspex so the sun could get to the grass. But that does cause a problem over here. But there's no way. I don't know of a stadium that's as open as that. Not with the British weather. No chance. You might do better if it was the summer. Some of Lancashire's cricket stadium is not undercover. But the football, because it goes in the autumn. Do you know, I remember once in 1991, you know, when I got my seat. I remember being there in the start of the season, first match. And I was there in a T-shirt. And it was absolutely boiling. And I remember thinking, you know, give it a couple of months. Well, literally 3 weeks later, I was there in two overcoats and fur knickers. It was freezing. In fact, it was January, wasn't it? We had a cup tie in the January of 92. And it came to half time and I came to stand up and I could not get enough air into my lungs. It was that cold. And I turned round and the guy behind me, his lips had turned blue and we were literally trying to warm each other up. And they said, oh, we can play on. We've got undersoil heating. And it's like, yeah. And what about the stand where we are? It was freezing, absolutely freezing. But that's why we have a roof. 72,000. That is amazing.
Anyway, I now know what Kim's logo means.
Ah, birdie.
Yeah.
Birdie.
Because Kim uses that logo.
Yep. Oh, what's the seagulls?
And she's got that picture in the window of her house when she showed us the picture of Kiva.
Oh, it's the dancers. It's the dancers. Do you remember? Sky decided many years ago that they were going to bring dancing girls to Monday night. Monday night soccer. What was Alex Ferguson like? Over his dead body, were they setting foot in Old Trafford? Was where his seat was. My seat was directly next to his. And in front of me, there were like five ladies and there was another two behind. And the dancing girls, Alex Ferguson was like, no way, not with the ladies I've got sat with me. No way, we're not having that. And they never did. They were never allowed in Old Trafford, but they did go to other stadiums. But that kind of died a death, didn't it, when they sacked those two off that were idiots. So no, that doesn't happen anymore. Let's have a look. So the baseball team stadium's got a retractable roof. Yeah, I think Old Trafford's a bit big for that. We haven't even got a proper scoreboard. Just historically, we've never had a great scoreboard. Our scoreboard has been a source of shame for many, many years. It's been really bad. Oh, that's lovely to see, though. And there's loads of videos on there as well. I think he's in America, though, where it says the Seahawks dancers. They're like professionals at what they do. They're not just idiots stood there shaking something, are they? Which was pretty much what we got. They're professionals in their own right. Look, there's all pictures of them. Aren't they amazing? Well, and there's some blokes. Are they dancers as well, or are they the players? They all look absolutely amazing. No, it would do us no good over here. There's probably about one day a year you could wear something like that and not freeze something off, definitely. So who's joining us tonight for at least part of our music show? Have you noticed the chat, Mike, on the music chat is going off already?
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it?
WhatsApp.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting that. Usually we have to poke them with a stick.
I'm trying to keep up with it.
Well, you keep up with it and get it in the chat, because I've not even started thinking about that show yet. And it's 5 minutes to showtime. So are we doing the crossover like we did last week?
We'll do the crossover.
We'll frighten them to death. So what we're going to talk about tomorrow, guys, what have you got planned for your weekend rest? Because most of you are at the very beginning of your weekend rest. Football teams are professional dancers and cheerleaders. No, I don't think you could say ours were in any way professional. It was more eye candy than anything, but the actual routines and stuff were very basic. It really was just to sort of keep the blokes entertained. For some of them, it would have done. But a lot of the blokes were with the women, like, we don't need to be looking at this. And it never really took off. A comedy store show. Enjoy yourself, Jonathan. We'll think of you when we play the frog. And Kim's going to be there. She likes to listen when she's paying the bills. Oh, no. Oh, I know. We'll have to play something for Kim. We'll play. I've got just the song. Anybody guess what that is? Right. I'm just writing this on a post-it note so it happens. Yes, that one's definitely going to be for Kim. There you go. For Kim and the lovely Kiva. Right, I've just got to get that into my other system now, and then we're good to go. So anybody got any nice plans? Obviously, not going out. Appreciate that. Not going out. Moving furniture. Paul, why? I must admit, I do need to go to IKEA and get some furniture. I'm thinking of having them deliver it, and then we'll leave it to delouse itself for a week. But before we do that, we've obviously... Brooklyn's 196... Can you put that in there, Mike?
Yeah.
You're almost spot on, Paul, but not quite. We've got the poll. We've got the brackets. Yay! But now we need screws. We know we've got screws somewhere, but we're not quite sure where. So because of that, we're going to need to get some screws. Mike said, do we need screws? And I said, well, how else are these brackets going up? So we've decided we need screws. Ah, what can you say? Kiva's going crazy trying to dig away to China on her bed. Lola does that. And then Lola upends the entire bed. I don't know what's wrong with her. So Jonathan's trying to finish a book. Ooh, 50% there. Just got to the good bit. We'll let you finish it. And then if it's good, you can recommend it, Jonathan. I'm 77% of the way through a fiction book, which is unusual for me. I like the author. He says it as it is. It's a very easy read. And he's a local author, so I support him. I'll let you know if it's any good when I finished it. Apparently, it's part of a series, like a five-book series, which I didn't know when I started it, but never mind. Oh, so a new home. Well, in that case, that's a good thing, Paul. But then you've got to get the current one ready to show. Oh, that takes so long, doesn't it? I remember when we did it with Mike's flat. It was ridiculous. We got rid of everything. We took everything out. We went really minimalist with it, to the point when the estate agent came round and we said, do you want a cup of tea? There was nowhere to put the tea because we've got rid of the table. But he was taken with the flat, saying how big it was. Like, yeah, it will be. There's no furniture in it. Have I finished the Harry Potter book? Not yet. Not yet. And that's what I'm listening to. The other one's what I'm reading on my Kindle. So one I listen to between jobs and the other one I read when I go to bed. Right. So it's 1 minute to showtime on Brooklyn. So do you want me to go in there as well?
Let's go in there as well.
Right. We'll go in there as well. And we'll add the out music to this later. So if you can join us, it's brooklyn196.com. Other than that, we will be with you tomorrow. But we're going to broadcast now straight to Brooklyn's as well. So let's get the Brooklands people on board. Hello, Brooklands people. We're doing a dual broadcast for the next 40 seconds because we're coming out of our MacBytes show, marooned at MacBytes headquarters. So we have a chat room full of people who are MacBytes. So if you're in our WhatsApp chat, say hello. And if you would like to be in our WhatsApp chat, if you are coming across from MacBytes to Brooklands, Mike will put the link in for you. But it's time to say goodbye to the MacBiters as we start by request on Brooklyn's 196. So we will see you all tomorrow, guys. Same time, same place, 7 o'clock, MacBytes FM.